This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats should be ashamed of themselves. That's what I said last part of the earlier in the broadcast. I'll say it again. I say it practically every show. I don't understand how you could possibly want to be a Democrat. The only way you could want to be a Democrat, aka progressive, whatever you call yourselves, you vile vermin, is just beyond me. What could you possibly see in your party that you like? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. We deal with reality here, people. So if you don't like it, you know, go put your skirt on and get out of here. Scuttle. Get going. But you better bring on some big boy pants here and wear your cup and your mouthpiece if you're a leftist, because I'm about to punch you right in your face. Oh, I know a lot of people don't like when I use fight references, but so what? Go to another show. Go somewhere where they talk about, oh, you know, in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Founding Fathers. Good. Go all, do all that. It's on deaf ears. It's not helping anybody understand it. You know what helps people understand it? When you say, I'm going to fight back. Hey, bully, you want to fight? I'll give you a fight. You know what bullies do when you stand up and fight? They leave you alone. They go find somebody else to pick on. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You crazy behind leftists. I'd like to use the other word. I could. The FCC allows it, but I won't, because I got PG-13 on the show. But I'll tell you this. You crazy fools. You butt clowns. Here's the stuff that you do. Here's a headline to let you know that liberals are lurking all around you. They're like a spider. There's always one within 6 feet of you. Woman arrested after twerking, flashing passengers at the jetway in New Jersey's airport, probably in Newark. You know that's a leftist, right? No conservative woman is going to twerk and flash passengers at... I'm giving you just the headline. There's nothing here, nothing in particular. It'll get better. It'll get better. By the way, if you want to chime in, 844-551-8255. You know, so we got all these 18 now people that want to be president in the Democratic Party. One undeclared, which is creepy Joe Biden. And I've talked ad nauseum about this again, another butt clown of the left. The California voters have Biden is their top guy. He's leading in California. That should tell you how sick they are. The state that gave us Harvey Weinstein and the casting couch. By the way, where is Harvey? Is he in prison? Why is Cosby in prison and Harvey Weinstein still walking free? I'm just curious. Oh, was it the fact that Cosby supposedly gave women Quaalude? It still bothers me. You know what Cosby said in his deposition? He goes, they said, did you give women Quaalude? He said, yeah. He was saying, I had Quaalude. They asked for Quaalude. I gave them Quaalude. He didn't say, I gave them Quaalude in order to have sex with them. That is the reason why that man is in prison, is one lack of clarity in a statement. That's it. Meanwhile, back at the leftist ranch, you know, where the unicorns are grown, Harvey Weinstein, who admits that he has sexually harassed women, that he has used his power and influence for over women, which, by the way, is the definition of effectively of rape. And he has nothing. He's walking around free. Oh, and so are many other of his cohorts. He ain't the only one in Hollywood that was doing this. You know this. God, Kevin Jackson ain't telling you anything you don't already know. What these women, these women that were paying to get their girls into college. By the way, I don't care if they were doing it. I think it's a waste of time. Go ahead and pay to get your kid in school. My kid, I'm fortunate they're smart enough to get into colleges of their choice, and daddy didn't have to pay anything to do it. But let me tell you, if they ended up at state school, so be it. If they ended up not going to college at all, well, you know, so be it. I think I can find them a good one, but and won't need to. But I'm just saying, if that's the road they choose, so be it. I'm not paying a bunch of money. To me, that's leftist trying to make it seem like, you know, ooh, getting into USC, we paid $500,000. You know, that's cocktail talk. How many kids didn't pay any money to get into USC? Please. Anyway, California voters have accepted Biden's creepiness. Biden is number one in California. Let me tell you what that story is. That story isn't about Biden being number one in California. That story is a hope of the Biden campaign that they can radiate that story out to the masses, that people go, oh, look, it's just creepy Joe Biden. I mean, it's no big deal. You know, what's the big deal about Joe? What's the big deal? California says he's okay. Yeah, the land of fruits, nuts, and fairies that has Gavin Newsom for president, a man, or for governor, rather, who says, I'm not going to protect you. It's going to be a sanctuary state. I'm going to thwart the federal government. I'm going to stop the building of a wall. I don't care how many of you get killed. I don't care what tax base, anything you want to do. Nothing's going to change because this is the way I am. This is what I feel. Do you think all of California is represented there? Or do you think Sacramento is driving it? Because I think Sacramento's driving it. Even Governor Moonbeam Brown leaving said exactly what Barack Obama said recently, which is, you know what? We've gone too far left. We are too dogmatic. We need to wake up because we are going to lose ourselves. We're going to lose too many people. You think it's coincidental, folks, that Donald Trump is president, and suddenly Moonbeam Brown, the former governor of California, who admitted, you know what, maybe Donald Trump was right on our forest when the forest fires were raging in California. Maybe we do need to take a look at how we're not deforesting, you know, the deforestation of these trees and how we're creating the very fires that we want to fight. Maybe we need to take a look at it. Maybe we need to look at controlled burns. Maybe we need to reevaluate our leftist policies that protect some stinking bug. Interesting, isn't it? But guess what? Gavin Newsom, the man who wants to be president, Nancy Pelosi's nephew, he doesn't believe it. He's right up there. He lives in the bubble of ignorance and doesn't even realize it. But California wants creepy Joe Biden as its president, and the real story there is how the left is trying, how Biden's campaign is trying to use the media to sell the idea that his creepiness is okay. So I ask you a very simple question. I've asked this question on the show before. I've asked liberals when I talk to them, hey, listen, just out of curiosity, would you let Biden stay at your home with your wife and or daughter, 16-year-old daughter, unfettered, give him complete access? Would you trust Joe Biden in that manner? Would you trust him with your 8-year-old daughter to get babysitted by Uncle Joey? Because I don't know anybody who would, except the Hollywood crowd, the very people who will allow a Weinstein to stay free, who will accuse Michael Jackson of being a pedophile, yet want their kids to be spending time with him. That's the crowd. See, because as much as I respect Michael Jackson's music, he could never have babysat a Jackson boy. Just saying. Got a lot to talk about. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden hides out a lot. It's not me saying it. The media says it. Joe Biden misses a lot of public appearances. He missed one recently and they said, well, he was at his granddaughter's graduation or something. Now, that's legit. But as a rule, as a person who's out campaigning, watching the polls, hearing all the different things going on about him, he hides out a lot. Now, there's a reason maybe that Joe Biden's hiding out a lot. Maybe it's his campaign wanting to limit his appearances so that they can curb his appetite for creeping up behind women to rub their shoulders and smell their hair and kiss it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a shout. And we'd love to hear from you. Hey, before I get more into this, let me say real quickly, we're having an event. We'll be having multiples of these events, but they're called Ultimate MAGA Parties. You can go to ultimatemagaparty.com. And this Saturday, June 15th, we want you to throw a little gathering, throw on your Trump hat, live stream it if you can on Facebook, and let people know that there are going to be thousands of these parties going on around the country. Celebrate another 4 years of the president. He's re-announcing, re-upping for 4 more years, and he will win it. You heard it here. I called it once, and I'll call it again. Anyway, the front runner, the biggest challenger so far to the president, is supposedly Joe Biden. Creepy Sleepy Joe. Or Sleepy Creepy. It works either way. But he's not coming out as much. And as I said, there's a lot of reasons that it could be, but one could be his health. Yeah. Some people are speculating that Joe maybe isn't as healthy as he should be. And I've watched him. He doesn't appear, you know, sick per se, but he wears more makeup than a drag queen. It's hard to say. But why shouldn't we question Joe Biden's health? He got mad. His campaign, like, I don't know if they issued a statement, but I know the lefties have been, Joe Biden's angry. He's upset. Biden is 76 years old. One would be crazy not to bring up Joe Biden's health. In the year that he would become president, he would be 77. I don't know about you, but I've been around my elderly relatives, and at 77 years old, I don't want them cooking, I don't want them heating up a Hot Pocket. You know what I'm saying? This guy is not the picture of health. He walks around like he's got a stick up his rectum. He tries to look vibrant. He tries to look, you know, like he's, ooh, Joe Biden, I'm healthy. Now, contrast Biden with President Trump. And here's what I will tell you. Donald Trump can outwork a 20-year-old. And that's not saying a whole lot with these the laziest generations, these millennials and these Gen Zers. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, he could outwork a 1950s 20-year-old. This is a dude who does not show his age by any means. If you didn't know that Donald Trump was in his 70s, you'd swear he's in his 50s. And Melania helps out a lot. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. Donald Trump does not act like in any way. You know what? I've made the joke comment. I think Donald Trump is aging backwards. And Donald Trump is now solidly in his 50s after 3 years in the presidency. Most of the presidents, when they get into office at the end of their first term, they look like death warmed over. Not Donald Trump. Donald Trump looks like the picture of health. Just saying. Regardless of age, nobody outworks Donald Trump. An entire media establishment builds their front pages on what Trump is doing almost moment to moment. And what of Trump's utter destruction of the Democratic apparatchik? Hmm? Have you thought about this? He destroyed. When you put this in perspective, it's like saying, I mean, I put Donald Trump in a strong second place under God. You know what I'm saying? And God is the Almighty. But as far as human form, besides Jesus, Trump is pretty close. Because let me tell you what he did. He destroyed the Obama legacy. I mean, he has picked Obama's legacy apart. Practically in every way. Obama weaponized the government against Donald Trump, and he destroyed him. Donald Trump, he's crushed the FBI, he's crushed the CIA, he's crushed the NSA, he's crushed the FISA courts, he's crushed the courts in general, he's crushed the Democrats. They never have the Democrats been in this much disarray, or have they been fighting for their lives. And let me just tell you, they're drowning and they're going to drown. There's nobody's going to save them. Donald Trump crushed the DNC. He crushed the Republican establishment, and he crushed the media. This dude is unstoppable. I mean, if anything survives a nuclear bomb, it'll be cockroaches and Donald Trump. I'm just saying. So what has Biden accomplished? Well, he scared a few women into chastity, but outside of that, not a whole lot. But when Fox News questioned his health, he blew a gasket. I would have had his doctor there with him so he could say, Joe, keep your blood pressure down. Joe. Here's what they wrote, the Daily Beast. 1 month after Joe Biden announced his run for president, several Fox News stars have already begun quietly pushing rumors that the 76-year-old ex-Veep is in poor health. Since the end of May, they go on to talk about Kennedy and Hannity has speculated on air on multiple occasions that he's secretly dealing with health issues and is conditioned to illness-related conspiracy theories that the network pushed about Hillary Clinton. Yeah, so there were conspiracy theories about Hillary Clinton's health. Everybody called it a lie until Hillary almost fainted right in front of her SUV, and luckily some dude caught it on camera, or they would have continued calling it a conspiracy theory. And what's amazing to me is that the Daily Beast to this day is still calling a conspiracy theory of Hillary's health when she passed out. If it hadn't been for two Secret Service guys to hold her big old fat butt up, she'd have busted her head wide open and probably would have died. I'm not even exaggerating that. Anyway, so here's how it started with Fox. Kennedy said something about, you know, there's something wrong with the former vice president. But that's what they are actively doing right now, and it's surprising because they're concerned with taking Biden down and getting their candidate out there. And they talked about the whispers at the bars. He said he is much more like Hillary Clinton, because if you talk to Democrats who are working for different campaigns, all of the aggressive gossip whisperers, and this is where the action is happening in terms of opposition research, is people having a few drinks at a bar. And Waters took that as the Hillary Clinton alluding that it was related to her health. Then she went on to say, I was thinking of more along the lines of Hillary Clinton having a lumpy overcoat in 85-degree weather. And so maybe she was. When I heard about the overcoat, I was thinking creepy Joe Biden having a lumpy overcoat, but not related to the weather, related to opening it up and going, here's Johnny. Anyway, we're legit to bring up Biden's age and his health, because he's 76 years old and he hasn't lived like Donald Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is disavowing chants of send her back.
It was quite a chant, and I felt a little bit badly about it, but I will say this. I did, and I started speaking very quickly, but it started up rather fast, as you probably noticed.
So you'll tell your supporters never to...
Well, I would say that. I was not happy with it. I disagree with it.
Vice President Mike Pence announces new sanctions against Iran's government.
The United States will not stand idly by while Iranian-backed militias spread terror. And today, I'm announcing that the United States has placed sanctions on two leaders of Iranian-backed militias for all they've done. We will hold them accountable.
Penn speaking there at a State Department summit to promote religious freedom. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, man, lots of news going on, lots of foreign policy stuff. There's so here's the foreign policy, just so you guys know what you're dealing with on the Kevin Jackson Show for this hour. So we've got Mexico, the border. We've got North Korea. And we've got a terrorist update. There's another story I hope we can get to. It's the Electoral College. It's under attack. The X number of states have now tried to essentially obliterate the Electoral College. Good luck with that. But they're trying, and they're going to be trying a host of other things as well. But let's begin with this North Korea thing with Joe Biden here. You know, the former VP leads the 2020 Democrat presidential PAC. Not exactly saying a whole lot. It's not a tough bar to jump over. You only have to be able to jump as high as Larry Bird to get over that bar. The contenders are essentially misfits and scoundrels. What was that? There was a show of all these so-called superheroes when Janine Garofalo was in it. It got no play. But it reminds me of that. A bunch of people that think they're superheroes that aren't. But Biden bears many political scars as the front leader that I guarantee you Donald Trump is just going, bring it on, bring on Biden. Creepy Joe. And, I mean, we know Joe Biden's, a lot of his baggage, and trust me, there's so much more to come out. Trump's team is going, let's see it. But forget what we had to say. What cracked me up was what North Korea had to say. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What did North Korea say about Joe Biden? They took a page right out of the Trump playbook. This was so, I mean, this story is, it would be funny if it weren't that it shows just how bad things were in the Obama administration. Now, look, I get it. Kim Jong-un, his dad was ill and he died. Kim Jong-un is a crazy kid, right? I understand it. But I think he crazy recognizes crazy. Here's what they say. The Daily Caller. North Korea's state-owned news agency KCNA published a piece Tuesday attacking former Vice President Joe Biden, currently leading in the polls. And they says North Korea issues a list of criticisms against VP Joe Biden, calling the presidential candidate a low IQ idiot, saying his candidacy should not carry high expectations. His candidacy should not carry high expectations. And then USA Today, that was from ABC. USA Today added, North Korea called Joe Biden a fool of low IQ and an imbecile bereft of elementary quality as a human being. That is hysterical. I mean, okay, so Biden the other day said, world leaders are calling me and saying, you know, you've got to beat Trump. I couldn't believe that he did this. He pulled a Hillary Clinton. World leaders are calling me saying, we need civility back. Blah, blah, blah. And they even asked me, they said, well, who? They did the same thing with Hillary. Well, who called you? You know, well, I can't say that. Well, hey, Joe, here's who didn't call. and they weren't exactly complimentary. It makes me question who actually called Joe and what they said. I think they played the hang-up game. Is this Joe Biden? Well, yes, it is. Click. You know, is this Joe Biden? Yeah. You're an idiot. Click. Unbelievable. I mean, this is pretty, that's pretty scathing. But here's, okay, so that's what happened. My curiosity always goes to why. Why is North Korea concerned about Joe Biden? And by the way, let's face it. The Democrats are going to now claim that Kim Jong-un influenced the elections. And God forbid Trump actually say, yeah, I hope Kim Jong-un finds out some dirty stuff on Biden or whatever, because then we're going to have a whole new investigation. Creepy Joe Biden and the Democrats. Let me put this out there. I've said it before, but maybe not this way. If the guy that you want to be your front runner is Joe Biden, I think it shows a lot about just how desperate you may be. Donald Trump and his team have to be looking at Biden and going, huh, this, I wouldn't say anything's easy because you have so many other factors. You have the cheat factor, the voter ID, the gerrymandering of districts and on and on. But I'll put it to you this way. If Donald Trump can beat Hillary Clinton, and he can because he did, Joe Biden's easy. Joe Biden will defeat himself. And in fact, Brett Hume actually made this comment, and let me read this because he commented on Biden. He says, well, this article says, Joe Biden may be leading the race for his party's nomination, but the former vice president is a walking time bomb. That's what Brett Hume called him, and has to perform a high wire act if he is to emerge from the crowded Democrat field in first place. This is according to Brett Hume, senior Fox News analyst, political analyst. He says, I like Biden on a personal basis, but I think he's a walking time bomb. I think his age is an issue. I'm the same age as he is. My age is an issue. I think his is too. The filters don't work as well. The memory isn't as sharp. You might blurt things out as he did the other day when he said China is no competitor of ours. Now, I can kind of get where he's coming from on that, meaning that we are the best and nobody can beat us. But that's not how it came out, and that's not how he said it. He's saying Biden has, you know, put foot and mouthitis. He's always had it. It isn't like this is new. But Brett Hume is saying, with age, it's actually going to get worse. He's going to be the crotchety old creepy man who starts blurting out Democrat secrets and, quite frankly, a few of his own. A few of his own little dirty little secrets. And that's going to kill their party. It's only going to get worse. He's got another hard year ahead of him. First, he's got to get past the gauntlet of his own people. Now, he's trying to step back, Biden is, and say, I'm a kinder, gentler person than Donald Trump. Good luck with that. Let me tell you something. What America wants is an alpha dog. They want somebody that is going to get in the face of Putin, get in the face of Xi, get in the face of any of these world leaders and say, huh, take that and grab them by the hair and rub their faces in their crotch and go, yeah, and push them away and say, what you got? And by the way, it's the same thing these feminists want. They won't tell you that, but that's what they want. They want somebody who is going to take the bull by the horns. They don't want a mealy-mouthed, punk like Barack Obama, the LGBTQ president who, you know, everything was an appeasement, blah, blah, blah. They don't want that. They're tired of that. And I don't care. He can be dreamy. They want the proven billionaire who's made it, and they don't. It's like a woman. You look at her, she says, oh, she could have this, you know, young dude who's a good looking guy, etc. And then you've got this older guy who's established. He owns his home. He's got no debt. Blah blah blah. And he, you know, his trajectory's there. And then you got this other guy who might not have some potential. Yeah. He might be eye candy. He might be all that in the bag of chips in terms of look at or even to have an affair with a time or two. But when it comes down to who she's going to want, she wants stability. She wants the guy that's proven that he can get it done. And Joe Biden wants to be the hunk. You know, he and what I think what Britt Hume is saying is you're too old to be a hunk, bro. You can't get away with that. But there's a lot more to it than just that, because Biden's got a host of other problems. For example, NAFTA. We're going to be talking about what NAFTA, because he voted for NAFTA. And as Donald Trump has proven, NAFTA was a waste of time. We lost well over $50 billion in trade deficit or trade disparity to Mexico. And Donald Trump is an expert in that type of stuff. There's no question. He's revamping trade. So there's going to be that. It hurt the unions. So there's no way Biden's going to be able to use that. I mean, and there's a host of other things. What about this deal with his son is not going to go away. Hunter Biden? And what was it? Let's see. Here's a his bank records show that $3.1 million flowed in from the Ukrainians over an 18-month period. $142,000 was wired from a Ukrainian oligarch. $1.2 million from an LLC connected to a bank with a history of money laundering. All while Joe Biden steered Ukrainian policy. So this is nepotism at its finest. Joe Biden never worried about making money because he would just call his son up and say, hey, Hunter, I need this or I need that. Hunter, who, by the way, was caught with drugs in his vehicle, and that was swept under the rug in 2016. If Joe Biden or any other leftist thinks that Donald Trump is going to leave this stuff alone, they're crazy. And Joe Biden can talk about civility and middle of the road and we have to all get along. Joe Biden is as crazy as Hillary Clinton. He's as crazy as any of the other knuckleheads that want to be president on the left. And if that's their best and brightest, shame on them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The New York Times has begun spilling the beans on Joe Biden, the Democrats in general. There have been multiple stories that have just sort of leaked out, you know, out of the blue. Suddenly the New York Times, hey, we better start reporting the news. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So the New York Times is talking about, oh, well, maybe the Obama administration, not maybe, they actually said they spied on Trump. And I could go on. And it's almost like a cleansing. Like somebody up there said, you know what? This has gone on long enough. We've just got to cleanse our souls. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. A Ukrainian gas company gave a seat on its board to the son of creepy Joe Biden in an attempt to secure relationships with the Democrats while that company was under investigations. And this is according to the New York Times. Now, the Daily Caller is reporting the story. Biden largely took credit for pressuring Ukraine into removing its top prosecutor who was leading those probes. Ukraine recently relaunched an investigation into the company. This is what the Times reported. President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, has repeatedly called for the U.S. State Department to scrutinize what the Bidens were doing. I just want you to understand, while all these, Paul Manafort dealt with Ukraine, and he's in prison, and he didn't do a fraction of what Bo Biden did, and nor did he have anybody covering up for him, which is what Creepy Joe did for his son. This is unbelievable. Hunter Biden was appointed to a four-member board of Burisma Holdings, which is Ukraine, the largest privately owned gas company, and he joined the board in April of 2014. The seat came when the elder Biden was serving in former President of Barack Obama's administration and was slated to head relations with Ukraine for the administration. I just want you to understand, this guy leveraged his influence with the Obama administration to set this deal up. Burisma is a natural gas exploration company owned by, whatever, it doesn't matter, except the person that owned it was a cabinet member of the former Ukrainian president, Viktor Yanukovych. Yanukovych was removed from his position in February of 2014, and he's exiled to Russia, wanted by Ukraine for high treason. I want you to understand the level that we're talking about, folks. Do we have a corrupt Ukrainian official who sets up a deal with Hunter Biden because Hunter was in the Obama administration and son of the vice president? Can you talk about crony capitalism and nepotism and political whatever at the highest level? This is it. This is the way deals get done. The things that you see in Hollywood that you just shake your head. Anyway, the person who owned the company later fled the country in 2019 as Ukrainian prosecutors launched investigations into his time in office as well as his private businesses. And around that time, the UK, this is London, the British, serious fraud office froze $23 million in the London account that was leaked to the person who owned the natural gas exploration company. The guy's name is Lochevsky. Britain later unblocked the accounts in January of 2015 and essentially threw the case out. 2 years after Hunter Biden's appointment to Burisma's board, the vice president traveled to Kiev, Ukraine's capital, where he threatened that the U.S. would withhold $1 billion in loan guarantees unless Ukraine ousted its general prosecutor, Viktor Shokin. At the time, Shokin was accused of ignoring political corruption within his own political office. Now, here's what's happening. Just understand. In Ukraine, Viktor Shokin is cleaning things up. Enemies in that government said, oh my gosh, this guy's trying to drain the swamp. So they feign some sort of a corruption case against him. Biden comes over now and says, hey, unless you get rid of this corrupt official, and he ends his corrupt, finger quotes, investigations against my son, we're going to withhold $1 billion. Joe Biden leveraged the American people. He leveraged our bank account against a government to drop a case against his son, knowing that these people were creating a situation with Viktor Shokin. Shokin was investigating the corruption in Burisma, which is Hunter Biden was sitting on the board. Several investigations into Burisma included possible tax evasion, money laundering, and this preceded his time as prosecutor general. But he also launched a separate investigation into the gas licenses that Zlochevsky, this is the guy that's now exiled, that owned the company and was exiled into Russia, that this guy issued while he was serving as, get this, the Ministry of Ecology and Natural Resources. So you got the largest natural gas company in Ukraine, and the owner of it is sitting on, he's the board of, in the Ministry of Ecology and Natural Resources, cutting deals with the top people in our government with payoffs. To what end, I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know where the gas was going to go ultimately. Who cares? I'm just telling you, this is how the deals were cut. But, oh, no, no. The Democrats go, we got to be fair. We need a fair world. It's got to be fair for everybody. All right. So, Shokin got fired from his prosecutorial position days after Biden's arrival and pressure that he put on the government while he was in Kiev. U.S. officials reportedly stated that the British prosecution crumbled after Shokin stepped down and the succeeding Ukrainian prosecutor general declined to cooperate. So Britain had a case. But once all this changed, this power struggle changed, when Biden went over and threatened, that was the end of it. Folks, that's how things get done at the highest level. That is corruption in our government at the highest level. That is our government interfering in the acts of other governments right in your face. And you don't have to believe me. Joe Biden proudly states in a speech that he did this. And you don't have to look for, you don't have to go, I wonder, is this true? If what Kevin Jackson says is true on the Kevin Jackson show, it is true. Go find the thing, Joe, Google Biden Ukraine or in YouTube or search for it. It'll come right up. We've played the clip on here. Joe Biden proudly proclaims that he shut down and investigated. He threatened them. Now, he doesn't explain why. What he was trying to do is show how he could, how tough he could be on another government. This is, you know, if I'm your president, I can be very tough. Here's what will happen. I'll shut down investigations into my son. Yeah, he didn't finish with that. He just tells part of the story. Because that's what Joe Biden is. He's a part of the story guy. Biden only wants you to know what he thinks you need to know, not the stuff that's going to make him look bad. Story goes on. Hunter Biden, who did not previously have any experience in the Eastern European country, was paid up to $50,000 a month for his work with Burisma, according to financial disclosures. Did you hear what I said? $50,000 a month. This guy was making a mint. Holy cow. That's a, what, 500, 600 grand a year? Is that right? Looks like it. Only months before he accepted the position as a board member, the Navy Reserve had discharged him after he failed a drug test and had tested positive for cocaine. You want to know what a double standard is, folks? I just gave it to you. That's a quadruple standard. You got a drug user that tests for cocaine who's in the Obama administration, brokering deals in a place he knows nothing about an industry he knows nothing about, getting paid $50,000 a month to do it. But believe it or not, it gets better. See, Joe Biden's role with Ukraine has been well documented, but this new report that detailed Burisma's activities, and here's what they wanted to do. They wanted to onboard, quote, well-connected Democrats such as Biden and his American business partners. Hunter Biden, because they know how corrupt these Democrats are. I got to leave it there. Look into it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.